Second period, you guys only had seven shots. How big is it for to have Delia kind of keep you in that one?
Yeah, he was very good. Very happy with his game. We were not very good in the second period, and he allowed us to stay in a good position, which it's huge. You know, it's nice not to have to come from behind there in the third. I thought we really liked our first, and then as good as we were in the first, we went the other way in the second period. I thought the third, we did what we had to do. It wasn't pretty. We didn't create a whole ton, but we kind of grinded out a result, and so that was nice to see.
It's rare you guys get outshot in a game. Was it something that they were doing that, you know, Dealey was getting a lot of high danger chances against him, or was the defense just not in front of the way?
I think they were throwing a lot of pucks in the net. That seemed to be their plan. They were dumping pucks at the net a lot too, but I do think second period they came at us and we didn't really deal with it all that well. I think the first we were better than them. I know the shots were 12-12, but I liked our first was excellent. But second period, they took it to us, and the shots definitely were indicative of that. And in the third, they had a few chances. I think it was pretty even. We're kind of want to make sure we're grinding out. We didn't need the third one as much as we needed to lock it down defensively. So overall, I think it was solid in the end.
Last stretch of the season, 19 games left, most of them on the road, 14 against division opponents. Obviously, fighting for a playoff spot, 2 points is important. How important is it, though, to get it at home with so many road games coming up?
Yeah, we get to take some positive momentum into the weekend. It's nice to have a good feeling for a bunch of days in a row. Thought we were really good on Saturday. We played extremely hard for 60 minutes. Needed to get rewarded for that, and then tonight to follow it up with a solid effort. It was definitely not perfect, but kind of did what we had to do, and so now hopefully we can get something going. It's nice for the guys to be able to come to the rink tomorrow and feel good about themselves.
It looks like the Chicago reinforcements are here for now. You'll have some juniors and some college guys coming down the stretch. How important is it? Is it a different outlook knowing that's coming down? Trade deadlines behind you guys.
Yeah, I think likely there won't be a whole ton more movement. Of course, there's always injuries and whatnot, but we have added some experience here, and I think that can benefit everyone. Certainly special teams, that's one area where little experience can help a lot, and you saw it tonight. We did a good job, and that a lot of times that's the difference in the game. It's been the difference a lot of nights this year. So to get some older guys down to help out in that area. I mean, we've still got a very young team, and they're going to need to carry a lot of the load, but we're grateful for a little age in the group.
Chris DiDomenico has been pretty on fire since he joined the team. What have you seen that he's brought to the table?
Yeah, he's just a guy, he knows how to play. He's a little crafty and finds his way into good situations offensively, can make plays, and he brings... Really like the energy and the personality he brings to our group. He's always going. He's always got something to say, and I think our team can use a little bit of that swagger, energy. So I think it's been real positive so far.
Wanted to ask, what have you seen from Grant Knott this season, his first pro year? How's he developed from day one to now?
Yeah, he's really been taking steps. It's not easy in your first year pro to make that adjustment. He's at times it's hard. Like, you get hemmed in, and you know, maybe it's you don't get so many shifts, and you know your legs don't feel great, and it's difficult. You got to find a way to be effective with the shifts you get. But I think the last 2-3 weeks especially, he's really taken a step as far as making those shifts count and giving us positive, making positive plays, ending more shifts in the offensive zone. I think, since Nathan Knoll came here, he's really helped that line. And I think Nodder's kind of added a little more physical element to his game, a little bit greasier, and that's really helped him.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.